Today was supposed to be the first full day of competition at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, but balmy weather and wet snow forced the postponement of men's downhill skiing until Monday. The men's luge event is still scheduled for tonight, despite the crash that killed a slider from the Republic of Georgia. That incident and the weather have left organizers scrambling to save the games from a difficult start. From Vancouver, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The violent death of 21-year-old Nodar Kamaratashvili prompted Olympic organizers to reconfigure the luge competition, raising to 12 feet the side wall that the young Georgian catapulted over at 90 miles an hour and into a steel pole. Crews have shaved the track ice at the site of the accident to keep an out-of-control athlete and sled in the track, and they've changed the starting point. Now the men digging their spike gloves into the ice at the start of their slides are doing that from the women's start, a full turn lower down the track. And the women will move down to the junior start. International luge officials insist that these changes are more for anxiety than safety. Sven Romstad is Secretary General of the Luge Federation.
The bottom line is that the decisions made are to deal with the emotional component for the athletes to alleviate as best as possible the traumatic experience of this tragic event.
In other words, the Whistler Olympic track isn't at fault, despite its reputation as the fastest and perhaps most dangerous luge, bobsled, and skeleton track in the world. The track was designed and built for the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee, and Tim Gata manages venues for the group.
Largely, what you're hearing, it is a fast track. There's no denying that. But we've made a lot of measures with the Federation to ensure that the athletes going there were confident to get down.
Gata rejected claims that Olympic organizers kept the host country's competitors off the track to preserve home ice advantage. Lots of training runs are important on a fast track, especially for less experienced sliders. More track time helps athletes learn how to handle a track speed and difficulty. The lower starts for the Olympic competition raise the specter of asterisks in the record books, and some sliders aren't sure what to make of the changes. Ian Cockerline is a luge athlete from Canada.
Definitely, it takes a lot of the excitement out of it. I mean, it's a little bit tougher to get yourself psyched up to go when you know you're racing from the women's start.
Starting lower could take about 6 miles an hour off the record speeds clocked at the track, which still keeps the runs as fast or faster than most tracks in the world. Cockerline acknowledges he's affected emotionally by his fellow slider's death.
I feel like I'm losing my mind a little bit. At 1 second, you know, you have tears welling up in your eyes because you're thinking about Nodar, and then the next minute you're psyching yourself up and you're grabbing the handles and you're pulling off that.
Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili said today that a luge track would be built in the hometown of Nodar Kamaratashvili and that it would carry his name. He also rejected the clear suggestion by Olympic organizers that driver error led to his death.
No sports mistake is supposed to be fatal. Questions were asked about this place. Good news is that they built it now, but I think the best news would be if in the future they listen more to the grievances of sportsmen and we don't have to do things in the aftermath.
Off the luge track, weather continues to bedevil some events. There's soft and slushy snow at the downhill course in Whistler, so the men's race has been delayed till Monday. The postponement wiped out the entire weekend of alpine events. Earlier, the women's super combined, a race that combines downhill and slalom, was scrubbed. That race has been rescheduled for Thursday. But men's luge will continue as scheduled tonight. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
Outside the games, a relatively small group of anti-Olympic protesters had a few run-ins with Vancouver police today, as well as some Canadian supporters of the games. Police say the protest began peacefully but turned ugly late in the morning. Some damaged cars and threw a newspaper box through the window of a bank. In all, 7 people were arrested. Charges of mischief are pending. And those Olympic enthusiasts, well, they weren't shy sharing their opinions about the scuffle.
And then they've been coming down here and just tipping boxes, paper boxes. You know what? We live in this town. This is our town. Don't come down here and destroy it. We don't care if you protest. Just don't come down and destroy our town.
A very Canadian attitude from Vancouverite Mark Overgaard, talking about the relatively small protests today outside the Winter Olympics. Magnetic Fields frontman Stephen Merritt calls his new record Orc Folk, not orc as in Tolkien, but orc as in orchestral, and he's enlisted one of the oddest orchestras ever put on record.
Claudia played a branch full of dry leaves.
You played a branch full of dry leaves?
Yes.
How do you do that?
In the bathroom.
Stephen Merritt and Claudia Gonson of the Magnetic Fields. That's in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.